If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, fellow gamers, and welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. Since it is Thursday, that means it is time to cover recent gaming news. I am your host, Paul, and today we only have one other host. Josh is currently in Colorado with his family, white water rafting and eating crazy pizzas. That means it is just a two-man show here for today. Joining me, he is my partner in crime in X Defiant. We won some. We lost probably a lot more. It's Ryan.
Oh, yes, we did. Not having the level matchmaking was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I think you and I had also not really played any online shooters in a bit.
Yep.
We kind of had to recalibrate to the speed. It took a couple matches.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk a little bit about X Defiant in a few minutes here, but the biggest news of the week that we got to cover first is Nintendo Direct. So this happened a little over a week ago, but they announced quite a few upcoming projects. We are going to post all the trailers that we talk about here in our Discord. So if you guys aren't currently in there, there is an invite link in the episode description. Totally free to join. No reason not to. So make sure to follow us in there in Discord. So Ryan, let's first talk about Super Mario Bros. Wonder. So this is a new game coming out. It is a throwback 2D side scroller, very similar to New Super Mario Bros. And if you've played that one, this one seems to have kind of made some waves in the gaming community. People seem to be very hyped about this one. I don't even really know, Ryan. Are you a big fan of Mario games? Like, do you normally pick up the newest Mario entries, or like, do you even know what the last Mario game you bought is?
I don't know what the last Mario game I bought is. I played a lot of Mario back in the day as a kid, but you know, old Mario 64 and then, Mario Party and all those. But I never, after that, I got into kind of more, you know, quote unquote grown up games and shooters and all those things. So I've not been a big Mario guy, but this one actually did look pretty cool.
I think this one looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So like, it has this very chic animation style that I think is really neat. And I think it's just very bright. It seems very charming. They've added like a lot of these really cool new elements to it. The UI is also very different and looks very modern.
Yeah.
See, I'm a huge fan of all the Mario games still to this day. So our family will always pick up every Mario game and we'll at least play it for a few days or a few weeks, you know, until we get bored of it. But this one here has some really interesting things in it. There are new power-ups. Some of them are very interesting and very unique to Mario. You can eat a new kind of plant and everything gets really warbly and sparkly. Things start to move around on the screen. Pipes start crawling around like caterpillars. This is a family-friendly podcast, and it's a family-friendly game, but I have no idea where they drew inspiration for this.
Oh, I can tell you. They probably went to Mario World at Universal Studios, because that's how I felt. Yeah. I walked in, and I'm like, dang, what was in that churro I just had?
It is the Mushroom Kingdom, after all.
I'm freaking out right now, man!
Yeah.
Yeah, this has got, like, some weird power-ups. They show that. I don't even know what you call it. I think they called it, like, a Wonder Flower or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was a Wonder Flower, and you get the Wonder Seeds, I think, something like that.
Yeah, super trippy, like, stretches out characters, lets you play in the background and not the foreground. There's some really weird stuff with that. There's also a new power-up that turns Mario into an elephant, which I thought was kind of funny, because we've had, like, the raccoon and frogs. Like, why not an elephant? You know, I guess it's just what they thought of.
You just got to keep the animals going. They're going to go down on the chain of all the animal kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, we've already had cats. I thought that the sound of this trailer was also really neat. Like, anytime Mario does something, it seemed like it impacted the audio design, which was neat. So, like, when Mario turns into an elephant, I don't know if you noticed, but immediately the footsteps sound like an elephant.
Oh, I didn't catch that, no.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of, like, Jurassic Park footsteps, which I thought was funny. And there's, like, little musical notes that you run over that they show multiple times in the trailer that kind of play, like, you know, notes on a piano. I thought this looked really exciting. I would love to play this game. And one of the best things is that it's going to release in October. So Nintendo has been doing this recently where they're not giving us a whole lot of content really early. You have to wait, and then you kind of get everything, and then within a couple months it releases, which I think is awesome. So sick of these announcements 12 years before the game even comes
Bethesda.
out.
Bethesda.
Yeah. CD Projekt Red. They're a little guilty of that too. Yeah, so in this one, there are going to be 6 different playable characters. You can play as Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach,
Peaches,
Princess Daisy, Toad, and Yoshi. Did you play Mario 2 back in the day? Like, you remember how you could choose one of the 4 characters, but they all had different jump mechanics?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, Princess Peach could, like, levitate in the air a couple seconds. I hope that this game has something like that, where I hope it's not just a different skin for the 6 characters. I'm hoping that they'll actually play a little different. Like, maybe it'll be a different run speed or jumping ability, something like that. But I always thought that was a really neat element of Mario 2, and I kind of hope they bring that back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always good when there's different aspects to each character. And like you said, it's not just a skin, you know, because, okay, cool, you're this guy or that guy, whatever. But when there's some different factor that helps you play or is more to your play style, you know, it's always neat. And then going back to those Wonder Flowers and the Wonder Seeds or whatever, how it was so trippy. I thought it was so cool watching that scene, because there was parts, like you said, where the pipes crawl like caterpillars. You can use that to, like, get coins that are higher that you couldn't jump to either, you know, before. And then just other factors in the game where, you know, those notes, some of them, I think those blocks launch you higher and you have to find the right one. So, yeah, I mean, for someone who's not a big, you know, Mario nerd like myself, I was actually pleasantly surprised with kind of how it looked and thought it might be cool.
Yeah, it just had, like, little flourishes and touches, like when Mario leaves his hat and then goes through the pipe, and then you see, like, the hand come back out and grab the hat, and then he comes out the other side. All that stuff I thought just looked so awesome. So since you're not a big Mario guy, did you ever play New Super Mario Bros., like, where you can play with 4 characters at exactly the same time?
I'm trying to think. I might have. Was it
maybe
an old one? Yeah, I might have, but it would have been so long ago, I don't remember.
Yeah, so, like, New Super Mario Bros. U was the last 2D side scroller Mario, and it came out 11 years ago, so it's been a while. But the problem with those games, and I have very fond memories of playing it with my wife and our 2 oldest daughters when we had our Wii U, but the problem is that whenever you play co-op games, especially with 4 people like this, is it's very easy to leave people behind. So you'll have, like, one person who's jumping up the platforms, and then the other people are getting left in the dust.
Oh, yeah.
And in those Mario games, if you died, it would turn you into a bubble, and you'd have to shake your controller, and you'd get closer to the first player, and they'd have to pop your bubble. And I just remember whenever you had 4 people playing New Super Mario Bros., it just got way too chaotic. Like, you couldn't see what was going on. You weren't even sure which character you were. We were always yelling at, like, one of our kids who would fall behind. We're like, just go into a bubble. Just go into a bubble, and we'll pop you at the top. You know, so it was always kind of chaotic. And this does have 4-player co-op, which I think is a lot of fun. But I do think that these games tend to play best with, like, 2 people, maybe 3 at the most. 4 always just becomes a little bit of a mess.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, and that's one thing that I saw that I did think was cool that, you know, may entice me. I'm not a big Nintendo guy or a Switch guy. It has its, you know, purpose and little niche area, but Yeah, seeing that it was co-op like that, and I could, you know, get the kids on, and we could all just play together for just a fun kind of hangout game, you know, was seemed pretty cool. But yeah, I'll have to get on. I'm turning into a bubble.
Yeah, it's kind of like the perfect family game, which yeah. is pretty awesome. Yeah. All right, so moving on to the next thing here in the Nintendo Direct, Super Mario RPG from 1996, which released on the Super Nintendo, is being remade for the Switch. Now, I know, Ryan, you would have been very young at the time, but by any chance, did you play Super Mario RPG on Super Nintendo?
I don't think I did. No,
no,
I don't,
this
I don't
one
recall.
Slipped past you?
Yeah, I was like a Sega guy as a kid. I had friends that had, you know, Nintendos and Super Nintendos and stuff like that. But I had Sega Genesis when I was really little. That's because that's whatever my parents bought. And I'm like, okay, I'll play Sonic, I guess.
Yeah.
And Madden 90.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, Madden like 95 or whatever it was.
Oh, so many sports games. Yeah, for the Sega. Yeah. Yeah, so Super Mario RPG, I definitely played it, but since my parents didn't let me own video game consoles as a kid, I remember seeing it and not playing a whole lot of it, but I'm 95% sure this is the first game I ever played that had turn-based combat. And I remember as a kid thinking that that just seemed really weird, but I really liked it.
Yeah.
So I loved this whole idea of like having this team of three. And even that was kind of neat at the time because Bowser was in your party as you're like working against Smithy. And so it was kind of like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So even the whole idea of like teaming up with Bowser, I remember seeming really awesome as a kid. And that was, I don't remember ever seeing a villain team up with the main character. So, you know, I mean, the trailer shows updated graphics. I think the score is awesome. You know, mm-hmm. the sound seems amazing. It's a perfect example of a game that I would be interested in checking out, but there's no way that I see myself buying this or playing it simply because of time. We have so many games to deep dive. Is the Mario RPG remake anywhere on your radar? I'm guessing probably not.
No, it's probably not. And one of the big reasons, too, is, I mean, I'm playing Final Fantasy. And what a world we live in now where Final Fantasy is not turn-based game. It's just an open action game. And then we've got Mario here. I was watching it. I'm like, what the heck? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. And you've got like Sonic games on Nintendo now. Like
yeah.
you're, as a child, Ryan would have been shocked to hear that Sonic was going to end up on Nintendo consoles.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that one, too. So there is a Sonic game that is being released. It is also a four-player co-op. It is also a 2D side-scroller. So we're getting a lot of these throwbacks to like our childhood. So it's called Sonic Superstars. You get to play with up to four people. You get to play as Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy. Apparently, it's been a long time since I've played a Sonic game. I had never heard of Amy. I did not know that was even a character in the Sonic world. But was there anything from this trailer that kind of stuck out to you?
Mainly nostalgia, because it pops back and you instantly think of, you know, as a kid, do 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 do.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, I was
Sega.
Yeah, I was. It came out in 91, the first one, I think, and I was three, and then the second one came out, you know, a year or two later or whatever. So I played him a couple years later when I was a little bit older and we had the Sega, but I you know, my son, you know, watched a lot of Sonic, you know, cartoons, even the old ones and stuff when he was real little, and so it brought back this one triggered a little more you know, for me than the Mario did, but I probably, who knows? I mean, we got so many dang games to play, you know. I may get it if it's not crazy. But, I mean, I think the Mario one is going to be $60, right?
60 or 70 is my guess. Yeah,
yeah.
Probably.
So for a little. But, yeah, they're definitely, I give them credit for these developers and stuff, like, just peeking off that nostalgia. Like, well, let's just re-release this. Update it a little bit. Put some cool features in, which they did. They look pretty cool. But then we can charge full price for a game that they've already played.
Yeah, Nintendo has done a nice job at least giving you something new along with it.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the exact title, but it was like 3D Mario All-Stars or something, and it had
a
couple
one.
Mario games, but it threw in Bowser's Fury as well. And so that was like a whole brand new thing that you could actually play through, which was really neat. The only thing I have trouble picturing with Sonic is that it's just so fast and you hit so many like springs and, you know, are running through these levels. I don't know how that works with four player co-op. It seems like you would
leave
people
tough.
Behind a lot. So I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think they have bubbles in that either.
I don't know. I have trouble picturing four people playing Sonic together when the main draw of the game is speed.
Yeah.
So four player co-op, I don't know. That sounds a little tough to pull off. All right. Well, we do want to let our listeners know that we do have a Patreon page. So if you enjoy our show and like what we do and would like to help fund it and keep it running, you can head over to multiplayersquad.com and sign up for support starting at $5 a month. That will unlock some awesome perks. You get access to special channels in our Discord. It gives you special permissions and a different color. You get all of our episodes ad-free and a day early. And you get two bonus Squadcast episodes every month. Those are very loose and laid back. That's where Josh, Ryan, and I talk mostly about gaming, but we also have silly debate questions, would you rathers. We always cover a little bit of food. We always get to hear about, you know, Ryan working on his smoker and me with my smoker and sous viding steak and all kinds of stuff. So make sure to check that out over at multiplayersquad.com. All right, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll come out and finish up our talk on the Nintendo Direct, and we'll also talk a little bit about X Defiant.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, Ryan, we are back.
All right.
Next up, it's time to move it Wario style.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I think I'm just learning here that Ryan, you've been pretty out on Nintendo for a while, so I don't know if WarioWare has ever been on your radar. It is one of my favorite Nintendo properties, and I think it's probably responsible for thousands of cases of gamer ADD, because this is literally the epitome of I cannot pay attention to a game for more than 5 seconds. WarioWare says, great, I've got the game for you. WarioWare, if anyone hasn't played it, it's very goofy. You play these very fast moving micro games. They all last only like 3 to 5 seconds. You have to very quickly do a little mini game, and if you don't complete it in time, you lose a life. And you just try to go through and complete this. The graphics are also like intentionally bad in a humorous way, which I've always loved. You'll get these like really low rendered, low res, like baseball players where the one, you know, cause you can play this also with co-op. Uh-huh. So like one character throws the ball, the other one has to swing and try to hit it. I think that this game is absolutely hysterical, but what did you make of the WarioWare trailer?
Well, it's so funny because, yeah, my first thing on the show notes is, this looks so dumb. And I put, for me.
It does look
for
dumb.
Me. Yeah, it does look so dumb. I will say, watching it, it's probably a great game for, like, a kid's sleepover. You know, you got a few kids, they come over and they're like, you just throw on, you know, the Switch and they're going to play that for hours. I saw, too, that it's over 200 micro games, so it's not like they're going to burn through them all in like 10 minutes, you know. So there's a bunch of options, a bunch of that they can replay if, you know, they're getting mad and competitive and stuff. So yeah, it's not something that I will probably play, but I always do. I get super competitive, so if somebody has it, like I'm over at your house, I'll probably play it, but it's not one that I would buy myself.
I could definitely see you like wagering some bets.
Oh, then, yeah. Oh, if we get money in the line. Okay. Now we're talking.
This is your new favorite game. Yeah, they're all just like super silly mini games. So like you see a couple examples in the trailer. I don't know if there's any that stuck out for you, but I laughed really hard when it shows on the screen a turtle with dirt on its shell. And the microgame is where you hold the Joy-Cons behind you, like as if you're drying yourself with a towel, like drying your back or like washing your back. And you have like 3 seconds to very quickly wash all the dirt off your back. There's stuff like that. Rapidly punching a bag with your boxing gloves, you know, seeing how many times you can punch it in 3 seconds or whatever. I mean, even one has like the character is tied up in a rope. And you just have to wiggle, and then the rope falls off the character. I mean, these are the kinds of microgames they come up with. And I know 200 microgames sounds like a lot, but literally when these games are 3 to 5 seconds each, WarioWare is the perfect game, in my opinion, to play in one sit-through for an hour, maybe 2 hours at the most. And I kind of feel like you've experienced everything the game has to offer. I think it always was a better game to rent than to buy. But WarioWare has a special place in my heart. It's very silly and very goofy.
That's cool.
It fits Wario's personality really well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a Wario. I'm gonna
win. All right. And then last thing I wanted to talk about from the Nintendo Direct. Oh, and I should mention the WarioWare game releases in November. And November is also when Super Mario RPG Remake releases. So these are all games that are coming out before the end of the year, which is pretty great. Sonic, we don't have an exact release date, but they did say it would release this fall. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is Manic Mechanics. And I linked this for us to talk about, although really I wanted to talk to Josh about it, because Josh famously hates Overcooked. And this game is literally Overcooked, only instead of cooking and plating food, you are just working together to fix up vehicles. But I thought that this game actually looked kind of funny, and I feel like it would be a blast to play for at least a couple hours.
Well, I'd say me and Josh are on the same line on this one, because these all look like stupid mobile games.
yeah, I mean, the graphics are nothing to write home about.
It's just not my type. Like, it looks like the ones you would just get on your like Samsung TV that has ads. You're like, oh, download it. You can play with your remote.
Yeah. I played through all of Overcooked 1 and 2 with Todd, who used to host the show back in the day. I always enjoyed Overcooked. I think that they're fun, but Josh really, really hates them. So we have Overcooked. We have Overcooked near the bottom of our leaderboard. So to kind of like summarize the entire Nintendo Direct, like what were your overall takeaways, Ryan? Did this make you more or less excited that you own a Switch? Do you really care about any of this stuff? What are your overall thoughts?
I'm kind of, I'd say lukewarm. A couple of the things, a couple of the Mario ones looked pretty cool. Something that, you know, I may pick up for the kids to have fun on, give them something to play. Other than that, it's kind of was like nothing to me.
nothing
to write home about, in my opinion.
Yeah, it probably just depends like what kind of gamer you are.
Yeah,
I thought they kind of crushed it with this one. I really enjoyed this and last week's Ubisoft Forward quite a bit. I liked it a lot more than like what we saw out of Xbox. I loved the fact that there's this big push for couch co-op. It is hard to find good couch co-op games in 2023.
Yep.
And here, Nintendo is just crushing those left and right. So, like, our Discord community every once in a while will talk about the Switch, and there are people like Josh who kind of say, I don't know why anyone buys it or plays these games. The tech is old. The exclusives really aren't all that fun, or they're made for, you know, younger kids. Why would anyone have these? But I think if you just want easy to play couch co-op games, there was so much to like from this Nintendo Direct. You know, sometimes you don't want to spend 30 minutes learning all the buttons and the mechanics of a game. Sometimes you just want to hang out with friends or family, just fire up a co-op game and just have fun for an hour, and maybe you'll never even play that game again. But I feel like this had a lot to offer. I love the old school throwback 2D stuff. I love the co-op. I feel like that's kind of the Switch's bread and butter, is just nostalgia, couch co-op, casual gaming, And if that's what you're into, I think there's a lot to love.
Well, and I would say that's primarily what we use the Switch for is let's play some Mario Party or let's play this or that, you know, those types of couch co-op games. And like you said, there's not too many that you can do that with, you know, on Xbox or the PS5 or anything like that. But, how often I do that is not very often. So, yeah. But when we do, it's always a blast and it's always fun. So, I mean, these did look cool and I did like the part when I saw that it was co-op and there was multiple characters on the screen. It seemed really neat. So it's definitely something we'll probably check out.
Yeah, I think on the list, the one thing that I'll definitely check out is Mario Bros. Wonder. I know our family will buy that for sure. Hopefully I'll be able to have some time to dive into that one. The rest I would enjoy playing, but I don't think they're ones that I would actually buy. All right, so moving on here. Last week when we did talk about the Ubisoft Forward, we did spend a little bit of time talking about how X Defiant was going to have this open beta for a few days. You and I both got in. We did play together. Yep. We got several matches in. How did it feel to get back into that kind of Call of Duty multiplayer type game?
It felt like death. Over and over and over again.
We might have died a lot, especially early on. We hit our stride every now
we
and
did.
Again.
Yeah, we got a little flow going there and there, especially when we got matched up with somebody of, I guess, lower skill. But I did have a good time playing. It was fun, and I liked the gameplay. The movement seemed kind of smooth. The abilities were pretty cool. I know me and you loved the exploding spider, the alien spider.
Oh, yeah. the face hugger.
That thing was so cool. It looked like what were they on Half-Life, the snarks or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, those are so great because you can plop it down and it's just a robotic spider and it will just start running toward an enemy, and if it's close to one, it just temporarily like blinds their vision, and then you can just run around a corner and blast them.
Yeah, they were great. I was going to say they're great for like a pinch point. You just throw that down and you just come around and then you can just, you know, work your way and then inevitably just get blasted by somebody else. But
yeah, it's a lot of death. I felt so slow playing this game at first because our last few deep dives are like Zelda, Humanity. Like these are not games that are honing your reaction speeds.
Yeah.
Even Diablo, you're clicking a lot, but you're not really like pinpointing, you know, headshots or anything. I felt like the first two matches, I could tell how slow I was playing, and it was almost like I had to shake off all the cobwebs, and I could feel myself getting faster.
Yep.
But it was funny. It was almost like winding up an old clock where I feel like 10 years ago, I could just hop right back in a game like that, and it'd be like riding a bike. This time around, I kind of felt like I had to rewire my brain. Oh, yeah. I got to start firing right as I turn this corner. I can't wait to look and register and then start shooting. But I thought that we had a lot of fun. I mean, this game does have no skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
So there are some matches where you might just get totally wrecked, but then there are other matches when you might totally wreck the other team. I felt like we had a lot of balanced matches, maybe just by sheer luck. But we had a lot of fun. We also had fun taking turns staggering our shield. So like we played one match in particular where you had to like push the payload. And so you and I were the only people on our team that cared about the payload. Everyone else is just running off playing deathmatch.
Kill.
And you and I were trying to stagger our shields and throwing them up ahead so that way we could play as a team.
Yeah.
I did struggle in that match finishing my kills. I don't know if you remember, but I did save a screenshot.
You had like 5 million assists.
I had 12 kills and 10 deaths. And do you remember how many assists I had?
Was it 34?
It was 30 32? Assists.
30? I knew it was somewhere in the 30s.
12 kills and 30 assists. I can't believe that. But I think that's also because you and I were playing together. So a lot of times we were assisting on each other's kills. Yeah.
Yep. No, that was fun. Yeah, the different aspects of the abilities and stuff were cool. Based on the type of match you had and what you were doing. So, yeah, like that one, we weren't using the spiders. We were using the shields, but it worked. And we were, I think we won that one because we were able to get the payload all the way down to the end. But
we did, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was the same way. I played like, I played a million hours of Destiny and these other everything else, but I was always on a controller. Same with Warzone, same with all these. So not too much. I haven't done like a shooter on a PC in a long time. So it was definitely, I was shaking off some rust and getting that little quick twitch to the head. And so, yeah, it was, yeah, I need a lot more work as well.
I think the other thing that's kind of interesting is that some of the maps are actually pretty small. And you and I weren't always crazy about that because the levels are designed, and I guess it's a two-sided coin, because some of my issues with Call of Duty is that people will just hunker down on choke points and they don't move and they'll just try to rack up those kills. In X Defiant, it seems like everything is built where between your power-ups and with the ability to flank everywhere multiple ways, it kind of forces to keep everyone moving, which I think is good. But at the same time, it felt kind of chaotic. Like, you're always, like, sprinting and turning a corner, and you still get shot in the back a lot. Like, a lot of the deaths I experienced were because there's just so many ways to aim everywhere. It felt like people were always dropping down right behind me or things like that. I liked the larger maps more, I guess, is really just what it comes down to.
Yeah, they seem to have a little bit of a better flow to them. The other ones that were just almost like a cube of chaos, where it was just like same thing. You run around a corner and there's nobody anywhere, and then all of a sudden there's three guys behind you, and you're like, what the heck? You just get blasted, and then you respawn, take two steps, you get blasted again, and then you respawn and there's nobody anywhere, and you have to run like for a while to find anyone. So it was kind of weird how it would flop around back and forth. But yeah, it was, I like the bigger ones too.
Yeah, I think the way that the game is designed without the skill-based matchmaking is, I think everyone is going to have a high level of frustration, like one out of every three or four rounds, which I think is a real downside. But I think when you do have the fun matches, I do think that that outweighs the cons. So I was still a big fan. I really enjoyed having another multiplayer game to play with buddies, because it's been a while since we've really had that. Diablo was fun to pair up, but there's just something different when it's a shooter and it's more talking and communicating and coordinating.
Yeah, and quick, rapid
call outs.
Yeah. That's my favorite. That's why, again, back to Destiny. That's why I love Destiny so much. And I just love to get on a mic and just talk with your buddies and talk about, you know, even not the game, you can talk about your day, but then you're still playing and coordinating and doing all that stuff. So that I'd play some more today, you know, if we were going to hop back on. So it was definitely something I'd recommend, which I didn't think I would.
Yeah. I will say, I don't know that I have laughed so much playing a game as just setting loose the spider bots, man.
That was so much fun.
There were so many times that I would just start laughing because I can feel the frustration of the other player getting this face hugger on him as I just round the corner and just take him out.
I was sticking with that shield and you're like, Ryan, you got to try this spider. And I was like, okay. So then I switched over and I was like, I started cracking up. I was like, oh, this is so much fun.
And it's fun to watch. Like, I just started using it as my teammate. I'm like, I'm just going to drop the spider and I'm just going to follow it.
Go, buddy, go.
Funniest thing. Oh, I loved it. It's by far my favorite power up in that game.
Yeah.
Oh, such a blast. All right. Well, thank you so much to everyone for joining us for this episode. As a reminder, make sure to go check out our Patreon over at multiplayersquad.com and hit us up on Discord and also on socials. You can find us everywhere at Multiplayer Pod. We do have new episodes every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, so please check those out as well. And until next time, happy gaming.
See ya.